This is D'Antio, learning to let go again and again. Rick Berg is a former pastor and counselor in Cochrane, Alberta. And for 30 years, he's helped other people struggling with death, dying, and grief. And he also has deeply personal experience with loss and letting go. Rick, to begin with, would you paint a picture of your family, especially your relationship with your wife, Pam, 10 years ago before she got sick?
Well, we were very close. I mean, at that point, we had been married for, I guess, around 18 or 19 years. The children were grade 7 through 12, two girls and two boys. And I was working as a part-time pastor at that time and also as a marketing director in a company. And just living life and enjoying the normal things that you do, to sports and going to church and holidays and just being the regular everyday family.
Rick, what was Pam like?
Oh, Pam was a beautiful blonde bombshell who loved music, who lived her life with a positive attitude, who never thought of herself first. She always, always thought about others before herself. A true servant, an amazing mom, and just a good friend to everybody.
So when did things begin to go a different direction in your lives?
Well, it was early on a morning when Pam was to go through some routine surgery. And we didn't think it was too serious at that time, just a cyst on one of her ovaries. As I walked into the hospital room that day, the curtains were closed. I went in and sat down and smiled and gave her a kiss. And she said, "Rick, I have some difficult news to share with you. I have cancer." And it was, in fact, third stage ovarian cancer. And at that point, I began to cry. And I said to her, "This can't be true. You're healthy. You don't smoke. You don't drink. There's no reason why you should have this." And I asked the question, "Why? Why you, Pam?" And she said, "Why not?" She said, "It could have happened to one of our children. Could have happened to my sisters, somebody else. I have it, and we need to deal with it." They said to us in the hospital that this is a 5-year plan here, usually. I mean, if you make it 5 years, you're doing really well.
How long did Pam survive before succumbing to cancer?
5 years and 1 month.
Was there a point before she passed away that Pam decided that it was time to let go?
Absolutely. I remember the exact evening. And it was probably about 2 months prior to her death. And during that 5 years, of course, she went through aggressive chemo treatment 3 times. We tried all kinds of different herbal medicines, and we tried everything. But Pam just got weaker, and her body began to fade. And about 2 months prior to her death, she called me into the room, and she said, "Rick, it's time." And I said, "Time for what, Pam?" "It's time for me to let go." Those were her words. And I said, "Well, no, you can't yet, because there's still hope. It's not finished yet." And I said, "Well, how did you make that decision?" And she said to me, "Rick, I know the faith of my children. I can let go. I know that someday I can see them again. And that's important to me. So I'm going to be able to let go. And I'm going to be able to let go of you too, because I know that your life is not over. And there's lots ahead for you, lots of good things ahead for you and the kids." Well, of course, that was, it was a very emotional conversation that we had, because I had to begin to let go too then. She was letting go, but I had to realize that this was getting close to the completion of her life.
Yeah. So the opening for you to let go was hearing from Pam that she was ready.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that helped you in the process of your own letting go?
It did. It did immensely. I mean, the conversations that we had in the middle of the night the last couple of months were amazing. You know, one night she woke up and she said to me, "Rick, you need to find another wife." And I said, "I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to think about that." And she said, "No." She said, "You know, you need a partner in your life. And it's okay. It's okay to do that."
What did it take for you to be able to be okay with that? Because it sounds like Pam is very clear at this moment. She is on her way, and she is letting go. And it sounds like you're having a bit more of a struggle than she was.
I think it was partly due to also the conversation that she had with each of the kids that followed her conversation with me. She asked that each of the kids came separately into the bedroom, where she asked them to give her permission to let go. So she would say, "Devin, I need you to let me go now." And Landon and Larissa and Kira. And it was very powerful because it's difficult to go through loss by yourself. But when you can do it together as a family, and she gave us permission to move forward as a family.
Well, Pam did succumb to ovarian cancer, and after her death, how difficult was it to entertain the possibility of opening yourself up to a potential new partner?
Well, I think part of the challenge is always the reaction of those around you, you know, the family, the friends. I had been married to Pam for almost 25 years, so we missed our anniversary by 10 days. How will they respond to somebody new coming into your life? But I knew that I was only 49 years of age when Pam died. So I hoped that there would be somebody else that would come into my life. And so I was open to it. I didn't want to rush into it. But I remember Pam saying to me, "Don't wait too long, Rick. I know you." So I dated a couple women within the year, and that led to somebody else, somebody very special in the end.
Who was that?
That was Erica. I'm looking at her right now.
Ah, she's with you in our Calgary studio.
Through the window.
Erica's your new wife, I presume.
Yes, she is.
What's the biggest thing you've learned, Rick, in your own experience of grieving that will help other people struggling to let go of those they love?
I think to really still honor the moments, I call them grief bursts. When that person comes back through a song or through an event or through an experience, not to just push it off, but to say, "Okay, what is this saying to me now?" Sit with it a while, honor that moment. I shared a story once about grief coming back in Hawaii when Eric and I were sitting on the shores enjoying a brunch. And as we were eating our food, there was two gentlemen who were playing their ukuleles, beautiful songs. And they began to play this one song. It's called The Rainbow Connection. It's from the Muppet movie years ago. Well, the tears started flowing down my eyes. And Erica says, "Are you having a Pam moment?" I go, "Yes." Well, the story is significant for me because Pam was in a singing group. And the first time I met her and I said I was going to marry her, she was singing that song. It came back. So Erica said, "Tell me about that story." And we shared and we talked. And then we went on with our life. These things happen in grief over and over again. And it's okay that these things happen. What's important is that you come out of that, is that you move on in your life, that you recognize what you have and what will be, and that life is still good without that person. It's not dishonoring that person. Letting go, for me, is is recognizing what's ahead, but still honoring what's past in some way.
Yeah, I mean, this idea of letting go, you know, it's not like they're gone out of your life entirely, nor is the grief. You still encounter waves of sorrow. It's becomes then a part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for sharing your experiences with us. It sounds like you've really been able to move ahead with your family and live with the memory of Pam and continue with your life with Erica.
Yes, I have, and thank you so much for having me.
That's Rick Berg. He's a former pastor and counselor based in Cochrane, Alberta. His blog, Intentional Grief, is full of stories and photos, and you can find a link to it at our site, cbc.ca/DNTL.